Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is going to be one of the last few episodes of the year. I know we're not supposed to timestamp a podcast because people that are going to listen to this may listen to this halfway through 2018 or halfway through 2019, 2020, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to timestamp it. I'm going to go against the rules just because I have something kind of important to say. Well, this is December 2017, and today, actually, I'm not too sure the date that is. Okay, December 29th. So there's like 2 days to be in 2018. And because it is close to Christmas season, the end of the year, and all the happiness is in the air, I want you to think for a bit about everybody that actually helped you unconditionally. The people that would help you without expecting anything back in return, without needing a paycheck, without needing a reward, just the tap in the back, just that handshake. And I had one of those experiences actually this week. So for 10 years, I worked up in the oil sands in Fort McMurray. This is North Alberta, where the oil sands are in Canada, for those that don't know, Alberta, Canada. For 10 years, I lived there and I developed, obviously, lots of relationships. And I know a lot of people. A lot of people know me. And I still have a house up there and it's currently rented. So the tenant messaged me and it was minus 50 Celsius up there with the wind chill. And the water wasn't reaching the kitchen. So I figured if that happened, there's water everywhere else, but not in the kitchen. Maybe a pipe froze or something like that. So I tried to go find plumbers, find this anybody that would want to go there and turn on a heater at the direction of where the pipe would freeze. And I know kind of where that would happen. So I knew all the information. So long story short is, for those that don't know, Fort McMurray is the nearest city is Edmonton, and that's 500 kilometers away. And every kind of service up there is very limited. So if you want a plumber, there may be, obviously there are a few plumbers, and you go on Kijiji.com or Kijiji.ca, whatever it is, and you can find plumbers. There's also those Facebook groups where you can find them. But everybody is either super busy or not very eager to do lots of work. And this may sound weird, so the people are in businesses, but they are in business, but they are not very eager to do work. And that's absolutely true, because like I said, I lived there 10 years, and I see that I can go straight into my story. And this is that I messaged several businesses up there, contractors, handyman, plumbers. I actually have, I wrote it down, I have them in front of me, and a total of 12 businesses I messaged in that city, and also 9 personal friends of mine. Okay, so out of those 12 businesses, 2 replied to me, the other 10 did not even reply until today, right? So this has been 4 days now, until today, nobody has replied. The 2 that replied would not do the job. One told me he was out of town and had nobody else to do the job, and the other one wasn't interested. So, because I guess Christmas season and they didn't want to do work. They wanted to be with the family. Okay, I understand family time. And now, out of the friends I messaged, 2 of them replied as well. And the 2 of them that replied volunteered to go and take care of the problem themselves. So, ended up that one of those 2 ended up going there. He saw the problem. He went in, plugged in the heater where it belongs, and heat trace, that kind of stuff. For those that don't live in cold places like northern Alberta, you probably don't know what that is, but heat trace goes along the pipes and keeps them warm all winter and that kind of stuff. Okay, so long story short, 12 businesses contacted, none performed the job, and 10 of them did not even reply. So this actually blows my mind. Now for the friends. So 2 of the people that actually replied to me and offered or volunteered to go to fix this problem for me were actually, they're both my partners in the business that we have running up in Fort McMurray. So now it tells me a couple things. Fort McMurray needs businesses with people that are eager to perform work. And number two is, I actually have the right partners. So yes, they would go out of their way to solve a problem for me. Therefore, I know I have the right partnership and I'm eager to start the new business that I am starting with these two same partners. So we started a marketing company, a digital marketing company, and the site is being developed. I'm putting it up myself and making some marketing videos and all that stuff. And again, partnered with these two same guys. So excellent people. So if any of you guys out there have partners, so let me know if you're as lucky as me when you pick your partners, how your partnership is going. Do you treat your partners like family? Are you really close? And again, I wish everybody a happy 2018. I hope you all the best. And I just want to leave you with this thought that there's always an opportunity to show people who you are and how much you care. So if you actually care for somebody, take those opportunities and just, you know, take a little bit of your time to show people that you care. That's all. Happy 2018, everybody. Enjoy your life and have all the best.